Yeah.
On the sink or on the side of a house where you put a hose?
Yeah.
Do you call it a spigot or a spigot?
Yeah.
Which one? A spigot or a spigot?
I don't remember.
Faucet's the one you remember. If there's water in a pipe and and it freezes, and you say that last night I said that there was water in that pipe last night and the water went through there and the pipe
frozen busted.
Yeah. And could you tell me what that general store that you had down in Shady Valley was like?
Well, it didn't have no big stuff brought in when I was just a boy. And shoes, and our dad made the biggest part of our shoes when I was a boy. And my mother made our clothing. We'd go there and get, because kids, of course, didn't drink no coffee, but our dad and mothers did. Time the coffee lasted them 4 or 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
And a little sugar.
Did they use the coffee over? Make several, boil it through several?
Yeah, they'd usually what they call the grounds.
Uh-huh.
Reboil the grounds over.
Uh-huh. Did they ever call that anything in particular when they did it that way? They call that coffee anything different when they weren't using fresh coffee?
I couldn't say anything.
Okay. Things like molasses and lard, that sort of thing, everybody made at home, huh?
That's right.
They didn't sell that at the store.
That's right. They rendered that out of hog meat.
You had to make your own or you didn't have any, huh?
That's right.
Did you use something on those, when you were plowing with oxen, what did you used to use to?
Jerk line.
And did you have anything that you?
A whip.
All right. Did you ever use a goad of any kind to?
I've heard that talk of, but I never did.
And when you buy something at the store, and they say you bought oranges, and you bought a dozen oranges, the grocer put them in a
poke.
Yeah. Now that would be made of what?
Paper.
All right. What about some made out of cloth? You know, like maybe you got 5 pounds, you probably wouldn't buy it. Say you bought 100 pounds of sugar.
Well, you'd call it a bag, wouldn't you?
Uh-huh. All right. What about something that, like 100 pounds of potatoes would be in that rough stuff? You know, that rough cloth.
You mean what they'd put them in?
Yeah, what they'd call that kind of a bag or sack.
Tater sack?
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear it called either a croaker sack or a toe sack?
Toe sacks.
That was made out of the toe cloth.
That's right. That's what you're talking about, Marvin.
Right. Now, the amount of meal that you could, say if you were to say we're out of corn, we have to go over to the mill. I have to go over and, I'm going to go over and get a...
Take some corn in the mill.
What would you call the amount of corn that you'd usually take to the mill?
Bushel?
Uh-huh. Would you call that anything else other than a bushel?
Yeah. Well, well, well. Man can't think. I just can't think of what I wanted to say.
Turnip corn?
Yeah, that's right.
Now, would you ever use that for any other kind of any other kind? Is a turn always corn, or is there any, something else you might give them a turn of something else? Would you ever say a turn of flour?
No, not back in them days. There wasn't no, my boy good days. There wasn't no such thing as a flour mill in this country.
Uh-huh.